Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called What Role Do Keywords Play in Local Rankings? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. So are you struggling to get your business noticed in local search results? You're definitely not alone. Here's the thing, understanding the critical role keywords play in local rankings is the first step to putting your business on the map, literally. All right, let's break it down. What are local keywords? When we talk about keywords in the context of local SEO, we're talking about search terms that include a location or a clear local intent. Think plumber in Dallas or best pizza near me. These aren't just random phrases. When someone types those in, Google is looking to connect them with a business that's actually in their area. If you don't know the exact keywords your customers are searching for, you're missing out. Simple as that. Step one is identifying the local keywords that matter most to your audience. Now, let's talk about why keywords are so important for local rankings. Google isn't just scanning your website for the fun of it. It's looking at your site content, your business name, and even reviews, all trying to find local keywords that match a user's search. If you're using local keywords on your site, in your Google business profile, and in customer reviews, you're signaling to Google that you're the business serving that area. The right keywords help you show up for the people who are searching nearby for exactly what you offer. It's all about helping Google make the right match. But here's where a lot of business owners and even some SEOs get it wrong. Mistake number one, keyword stuffing. You don't need to pile on Plumber Dallas 20 times on a page. That's a quick way to hurt your rankings. Second, using irrelevant locations is a waste. Don't try ranking for neighborhoods you don't actually serve. That's just confusing for search engines and searchers. And finally, don't put all your eggs in one basket by targeting only one keyword. You need a healthy mix of related terms if you want to maximize visibility. So what should you actually do to move the needle? First, dig into real keyword research. Find out exactly what people in your local area are searching for, not what you think they're searching for. You can use free tools like Google Keyword Planner or even just type a service into Google and see what pops up in autocomplete. Then naturally, work those keywords into your site, your Google business profile, and encourage happy customers to mention your service and their location in their reviews. Remember, the right keywords are your bridge to the people in your neighborhood who are already searching for what you offer. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.